This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We have open phones as always. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about the end of drug prohibition, which maybe it'll happen in our lifetime if we're lucky. Right now it's hard enough to just get marijuana legalized in various different places, with the city of Montreal, the police department cracking down on cannabis culture, having opened up multiple storefronts where people could just come in and buy marijuana. Over the last couple of days, the raids happened yesterday. Mark and Jody Emery arrested, along with about nine of their associates. We'll continue to follow that story here on Free Talk Live. If you've got comments, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. In other police-related news, Daryl, you have a story out of a small town in Indiana.
Yes.
About a police department that is calling it quits, all of them.
Yes, story comes from UPI, and apparently there's been years of squabbles between the Bunker Hill Town Council and that town's police department, and the entire department quit this week, saying they've been mistreated and supposedly asked by counselors to, quote, do illegal, unethical, immoral things. Although the article does not go into...
Isn't that what they do all the time?
I agree with that.
Except they're legal, unethical, immoral things.
Right.
Yeah. Like arresting marijuana users,
right.
Pulling over people for rolling through a stop sign.
But like they don't go into details about what those illegal, unethical, immoral things are. Former Bunker Hill Town Marshal Michael Thomason and the department's four volunteer reserve deputies resigned on December 12th, accusing members of the council of forcing them to share one set of body armor, threatening officers if they refuse to run background checks on members of the council, and of cutting off Thomason's health insurance after he was treated for cancer because it became too expensive. I would say that the background checks on members of the council definitely sounds unethical.
That sounds questionable, yeah.
But I don't see, and possibly illegal as well, it seems to be stretching to say that, you know, that one thing is all the immoral, unethical, illegal things.
Okay.
The mass resignation follows two other volunteer reserve deputies who quit in November and leaves the town of 900 without a police force.
Uh-oh. Then there must be crime exploding everywhere in the town, right, Daryl?
Probably not.
No?
There's actually no report of, you know, what crime rates were before or after.
You know, there's actually an argument that police create crime because they have an interest in solving crimes, or supposedly pretending like they're solving crime. So if there's no crime of which to speak, then people will start to wonder why they have the police around. Now, this is sort of
and
a conspiracy.
Remember,
theory.
About a year ago, I think it was, when the New York City police wound up going on strike, which was their term for we're not going to go after people for jaywalking and littering and
the revenue.
Things along
revenue
those
generation.
Lines, and crime went down by 61%.
And when you say crime, you mean like ticketable stuff or real crime with like victims?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just remember reading reports that said, you know, arrests have gone down by X, and you know the crime rate is down.
It's, you know, there's sort of a corollary story about a charter school, and I think it was in like the Boston area, that had they changed out their administration, and the new administrator came in and got rid of all of the security apparatus the school had had. So they had had, like, you know, it's like an inner city school or something like that. They had had, metal detectors. They had security agents, like guards, who would shake people down at the metal detectors. And, like, it was like a lockdown prison kind of environment.
Right.
And they changed the environment to not have those trappings anymore. And
right.
When they made that change, pretty much all of the crime at the school, like the actual stealing and beatings,
right.
Things like that, people picking on others, that stuff went mostly away after they got rid of the security apparatus.
Right.
It seems counterintuitive.
But when you treat, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old kids like they're in a prison, they're going to wind up acting like they're in a prison.
Right. And I don't remember if it was a high school or middle school, but one or the other.
No, but still, the point still stands. Yeah. You know, if you treat people like they're, you know, in a certain environment, they're going to act like it. That was the entire point of the Stanford prison experiment.
Yes, fascinating experiment. If people aren't familiar with it, it was where years ago, what, in the 70s, late 60s?
Back in the 70s.
Where Philip Zimbardo, who was a psychologist professor at Stanford University,
yes.
Did this experiment. It's infamous because he had to stop it after, what, a couple weeks or something like that?
No, it was supposed to run for 2 weeks. He stopped it after, like, 6 days.
Okay, so, yeah, they stopped it halfway through because people were getting way too lost in the roles they were supposed to play, and things were getting dangerous. So, like, the students were randomly selected. It wasn't like the people who were the guards had come in there like, oh, yeah, I want to be a prison guard in this experiment. No, there was an experiment. People were responding to the experiment.
Yes.
They probably didn't even know what the experiment was. In advance, they certainly didn't know what role they'd be assigned. And
I think they knew what the experiment was,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't know, they definitely did not know what role they were going to have until the experiment began.
Right, so they didn't know if they would be a prisoner or they'd be a guard. Well, it turns out the guards ended up being sadistic towards the prisoners, and the prisoners
yes.
ended up, you know, acting like prisoners.
Right, and Zimbardo, and but before I get on to the point I was going to make about Zimbardo, it was within, like, 2 days,
mm-hmm.
there was a prison riot to where, you know, one of the cells, they wound up, you know, like, pushing the bed mattresses up against the wall
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we're not complying with your count and all of this stuff. So, yeah, it was very interesting.
I remember reading about that. There's a website that Zimbardo put together, and
yes.
you can actually see a lot of pictures.
He actually made a documentary about it
right.
as well.
Yeah, he's really, you know, got a lot, just a wealth of information about it. And I remember, I think he said that he realized that he had to stop it because his wife had to, like, shake him out of it.
Girlfriend at the time, I believe.
Yeah, had to, like, shake him out of it. Like, you're falling into your role as prison administrator, and you are not separate from this experiment anymore.
Right. He had become embedded in the experiment himself.
Right.
And that's not how you run an experiment. But Zimbardo was actually a government witness, an expert witness on behalf of the government during the debate back in the mid-aughts on torture at Abu Ghraib, where he testified, yeah, basically, you know, I ran Abu Ghraib 30 years ago,
right?
And I know you don't have to tell people to do torture. You
they
just
do it.
Don't have to give them instructions, and they will do it themselves.
How was that testimony in favor of the government?
Because the claim by, you know, the federal government was, we never instructed the soldiers to torture people. And his testimony was,
you don't have to. I see.
You just don't have to give them very many instructions to begin with.
Which
is what he did when he did the Stanford prison experiment. He did not give very many instructions. There was no class on, this is how you become a prison guard. It was just, all right, you're a prison guard, keep them in line.
Here's a baton.
Yeah. he did give instructions of, like, you can't hit them.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you know, nothing. So, all right, you guys do a bunch of push-ups until I get tired if you want to eat supper.
Mm-hmm.
They wound up, they had a new prisoner come in, and he didn't want to comply with one of the counts. And so they put him in solitary confinement, which was the broom closet.
Yeah.
And there were, you know, things of, none of you get to eat your sausages unless he does what we say.
So they were using the prisoners against the other prisoners.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, it's a fascinating study. Definitely look into it. If you're not familiar with the Stanford prison experiment, if you really ought to spend 20 or 30 minutes and dig deep, because there's a lot of
things. Oh, you could spend hours.
You could spend hours, for sure, for sure. We'll continue here. Your calls and thoughts, of course, are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, also, Uber is going to continue, apparently, to defy the California regulators who are demanding that they jump through their regulatory hoops regarding driverless cars. That's something we discussed last night, and there's an update on that case. Plus, you can take control of the airwaves. Also, what's going on in Venezuela with the monetary insanity that is happening there? We talked about that recently, and there's an update on that case.
More on this Indiana situation.
Oh, the Indiana cops leaving their jobs. We'll tell you more about that, too, and you can share your thoughts, of course, and take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll free to join us here on the radio. Live Saturday edition. We'll take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. So far tonight, we've talked about drug prohibition as well as ruining the movement and more. You can take control of the airwaves right now, discussing some police who are leaving their jobs. In fact, every officer in the department of a small town in Indiana will continue that story here in moments. Now, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages over at LibertyStickers.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we'll go to Skype, where, by the way, you can call us on Skype at username lrn.fm. David is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hello, comrades.
Hey,
can you hear me?
Go ahead with your thoughts. So,
at another time, I want to comment on the psychology experiment you just mentioned, because I just spoke to one of our local radio dudes today about that kind of psychology. Mm-hmm. But I called when you're on the topic of law enforcement, and I wanted to add some more details to an experience that I started to relate to you however long ago. It was regarding the main idea of the situation was that we had private security dudes that were in my allegation impersonating government law enforcement by virtue of wearing bulletproof vests, wearing all black uniform, having a badge on their chest, having a sidearm on their side, having a flashing red light in their windshield, pulling up behind me in an all-black, unmarked SUV that looks like our various different government agencies, and then asking me to repark, since we were in traffic, directing me to drive to a secluded spot behind a box store and deal with him there, which basically freaked me out. And I told him, no, I'm not doing that. If you want to talk to me somewhere other than here, then let's go over. And I pointed over to a safe space. And not knowing that he was just a private security dude, because he didn't identify himself. Mm-hmm. He just had that whole package and then gave me a directive. And so I was fully convinced for the next, I don't know what it took me, 3 or 4 minutes to figure out that this guy was not a government issue law enforcement.
So let me ask this question. Did you ever either call the local police to inform them of this, and did you call the private security company to ask them if it's their policy and to have their people doing what they do?
That's glad you asked.
Good question.
That's exactly where that's where I was going next with this. And let me start with the private security side of it, because that's a shorter answer. And that is that I never did call the private security. I did take action to attempt to do that, but I went into the business this was a private parking lot, private business. So presumably the guy was doing security for that private business. So I went into the business that I was going into there and asked them who's their private security, and they would not tell me. They would only give me the name and contact information of the owner of the business. This was a nationwide business who was in New York or something like that, to contact him to ask who the security was. And I never got to that step.
Mm-hmm.
But after doing that, and actually I did that second, but I did, yes, I immediately called 911. Oh, and let me interject like I always do. Cops out there, LEOs, LEOs, especially here in Albuquerque and in New Mexico, the majority of the people doing your job that I interact with, I get along with just fine, and we could go shoot pool or go hunting or whatever, and it would be a real good time. There's a minority that cause a problem for me. But anyway, so I called 911 to report that there was a private security dude that was, you know, way too close to resembling a real law enforcement to be acceptable, and it was my opinion that it crossed the line, and you should probably check it out, because and that is with the history. I mean, this happens everywhere,
well,
but even in New
Mexico.
First of
all, I'd just like to point out that if he didn't have the words police on his uniform or on his car, I don't think that there's a case against him.
May,
I
mean, may, may, Yeah, maybe not, probably not.
If it's true that he was running a red flashing light, you may actually have something there, because I'm pretty sure in most states that it is restricted for anybody who's not the police to have red or blue flashing
and
lights.
Most security, if they do have a light, it's going to be either yellow or orange.
Right, yeah, and he definitely had red, and after we talked about this last time, and so I thought about that one, and it was definitely a red light. And
so what
it did
was
not
their response?
Happen.
I mean, when you called them,
that's the really creepy part. Is it first? You know, it took them forever to even show up. I had to call back multiple times, but so what? That's normal.
Yeah.
So when they do finally show up, they pull up to, I told them exactly where I was, right sitting on the step, right in front of this business. They go back behind the side of the business, back where I did park my vehicle after the security dude left. I parked it back where he wanted me to park it because it was a truck and a trailer, not a semi, just a truck and regular truck and a trailer. And I parked it back there, and they went back there, not right at my vehicle, but in that area. And there was like five or six units that showed up and just hung out back there on the side of the building. And there was no way in heck I was going to walk around there, one guy with no cameras necessarily hitting me, with five or six cops from past experience. I wasn't doing that. And so I went into the business that I was sitting on the step of, and I told them the cops finally showed up. They're around the corner. I waved at them to show them who I was, that I was the one that they were coming to talk to, and that they didn't approach me. And I just told the girl at the counter that's what's going down, that I called them, they're around the corner, they aren't approaching me, and it's kind of creepy, and I just want you to know that in case they do approach me, whatever happens.
Mm-hmm.
And after I sat there for like 5-10 minutes, and finally there was like one female cop out of the bunch. She walks up, this is down to my left, down the sidewalk about, I don't know, like 100-120 feet. I see her come up so that she clears the corner where she can see me and I can see her, and she motions me to come to her. And I look at her, I give her eye contact to make sure that she knows that I saw her, but I do not go over there, because from what I've gone through in the past, I would be stupid and scared and stupid to go over there. And when she did that, that was the final straw. I turned around and went into the business. And I told the girl at the counter, I said, I told her what I just told you, and I said, I'm not staying out there anymore. I'm not going over to them. If they come to you and come in the business looking for me, I no longer consent to I'm not interested. I don't consent. And obviously they can do whatever they want to do.
So they never came? They never came over?
No, they never came over, even though they beckoned me to come to them.
I think you did a smart thing there. I mean, I wouldn't have probably called the cops on the dude in the first place, but not talking to the police, if you felt a little bit weird, I think you probably was good to follow your instinct there. Thanks, David, for the call tonight. Also, you know, to try to bring them to a... If you're going to talk to the police, do it where there's a witness. You know, do it... Like, don't go around the corner into the dark alley. Do it in front of the store where people are going to be coming and going, or somebody else might be able to be out there to watch. But better yet, get Cell 411 and have that on your smartphone so you can record any interactions that you have with the police. Of course, it's always best to not talk to them at all. Best to, you know, avoid calling them unless you absolutely need to. But Cell 411 is a great app for iPhone and Android devices. You can download it for free over at getcell411.com, and it allows you to live stream video as well.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free-book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free-book.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, You will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can dial toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live listeners, you get 20% off TipsyElves.com. What is Tipsy Elves? Well, they're the premier manufacturer of ridiculously ugly sweaters and other just absolutely outrageous Christmas apparel that you can get over at TipsyElves.com. They've got interactive sweaters for men, including beer pong and cornhole. I've got their one of their ones from the 2015 line, not the interactive ones, just the regular Christmas sweater. Mine is the Happy Little Elf, I think is what it was called, or Santa's Little Helper or something like that.
And it looks like what Will Ferrell wore in the movie Elf.
Yeah, it's an elf outfit, and it's very silly, but I don't mind. It keeps me warm, because Tipsy Elf sweaters are all about fun, but serious about quality and construction. And not only do they have sweaters, but for men, they also have full-on Christmas suits, which look ridiculous. Women, holiday leggings, sweater dresses, and pajamas. Plus, they've got collegiate designs as well, so it's completely different. So they've got their Christmas line, and then their collegiate line. So if you're into college sports, you'll find some cool stuff there, too. Go to TipsyElves.com. They've got an all-new line of 2016 sweaters for you to check out, as well as some of their classic favorites over at TipsyElves.com. FreeTalkLive.com. You save 20% off by using code FTL at checkout. So go ahead, load up your cart with whatever it is that you're looking to get for you or your loved ones, and then type in code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at the checkout, and apply a 20% site-wide discount. TipsyElves.com, code FTL. Let's go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. Parker is on the line in Washington State listening, or actually calling on Skype. Go ahead, Parker.
Ian, Mark, Merry Christmas to you
Mark
guys.
Is not here. Were you listening to the show tonight?
Oh, is Daryl there?
Yes, Daryl is here.
Daryl, sorry. I was watching a few YouTube videos earlier today, and I forget what the channel was, but they were basically saying that this war on fake news is essentially a war against freedom of speech and freedom of the press. I came to that conclusion long before I saw this video.
How is it a war on freedom of the press, exactly?
Well, you have Google, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, who, as far as I understand it, are planning on or have implemented this thing where anyone who thinks something is fake news can just flag it as fake news.
Well, none of those organizations are governments. So, you know, if a private organization, hold on, if a private organization wants to restrict what can be posted on their websites, that's their business.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. And we talked about this in depth on, I believe, Thursday.
I wasn't here for that.
They're not going to automatically remove the content. They might just put a warning when people share it.
News.
This has been flagged as potentially fake news.
Mm. Right. So you could go in there and flag ABC, NBC, Fox.
Which is what I believe people are going to wind up doing, because whenever you wind up, you know, allowing people to flag something as
some a-hole's going to flag everything.
People are going to be like, let me just flag everything.
Yeah, well, why not? A lot of that stuff's fake, too, so whatever.
Yeah. As I understand it, and I could be wrong, Daryl, you may have a better feel on this as you're the chief person in charge of Free Press publications. But as I understand it, the Congress has just passed some bill which could be signed before Obama gets out of office, which is like this combating disinformation and Russian propaganda bill of like 2017, which would basically give the government the power to flag or take down any website that they consider to be distributors of disinformation or Russian propaganda.
Specifically would be things that they conclude somehow to be Russian propaganda or funded by the Russian government, but they already have the ability to take down websites. Now,
okay, so I'm not totally off.
No, you're not totally off, but you know it's definitely something to be concerned about. But the whole, you know, Russian propaganda and this is fake news, they're two issues that a lot of people are trying to commingle together and say that, oh, well, Facebook wants to do something about fake news, so therefore that must be interconnected with the federal government wanting to combat Russian propaganda. They're two totally different things, and I definitely think what Congress is trying to do is something to be concerned about. Facebook wanting to tell you that The Onion is satire, not something that is going to concern me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because, quite frankly, I get tired of when I see people sharing things that are really bad satire as if it were
like the wannabe
factual
onions,
stuff.
The wannabe onion sites?
Not even the wannabe onion sites. The sites that try to mimic an actual news site.
Right.
Where it'll be like Tulsa News 9 Now Tomorrow.com.
Yeah.
And the site looks like, you know, an ABC or CBS site, but everything on there is, you know, obviously fake, and the only places that you find any of those stories are on these, you know, obviously fake news sites.
Right.
But people post it. Can you believe what just happened? And I get tired of posting that's a fake site. Just start, you know, deleting people.
That actually does make a lot of sense. But as far as, like, this bill that I'm not sure if it has been signed or if it's pending signing.
I believe it passed through both houses, but has not yet been signed.
Yeah, I don't think it's been signed yet either. But I sort of like to liken our rights and our liberties, basically American liberty, or liberty in general, as that of a ship. And every right that we have, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, all these rights are like the armor on the hull of this ship. And I like to liken government to a German U-boat. Not, it doesn't have to be German, but any U-boats. And every law they pass is like a torpedo that is streaming towards this ship. And one law that could decimate a single right could sink the ship.
I got news for you. They've passed all kinds of laws that have infringed upon your rights. I mean, if you go down
the
Bill of Rights...
They've been doing that for 240 years.
Yeah, I mean, this ship's taken on water many decades ago. Thanks, Parker, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Just go down the Bill of Rights. I mean, we did it years ago on Free Talk Live, probably a decade ago now. We went down the Bill of Rights one after one and just, you know, how badly have these things been eviscerated? And, like, every single one of them had been eviscerated.
Except for Amendment 3.
That was the one about quartering, correct?
The quartering of troops.
Wrong. That's what we thought for a while. But then in Hurricane Katrina, there was video that I think ABC News got of troops busting into a church where they quartered their troops into a church.
Wow.
Yeah. So that one's, I mean, they don't do it all the time, but they've done it. So,
right, right. You know.
Yeah, they completely eviscerated. Also, if you go down the list of the Communist Manifesto's planks, the 10
yep.
planks of the Communist Manifesto, I think we calculated, and again, it's probably been a decade since we've gone through
them. I think 8 or 9 of them
like
have 8.5, fully been implemented.
Something like 8.5 or 9, yeah.
And, you know, speaking of the Bill of Rights, there were actually some people back in the late 1700s that were against adopting a Bill of Rights because what they concluded, or rather their argument was, if we add a Bill of Rights, then some future generation will interpret that to mean these are
the only rights
that people have. And so then the advocates for we need a Bill of Rights were like, okay, we'll put in this one that says that rights not enumerated does not mean that the people don't still have those rights. That's the Ninth Amendment. But that one winds up getting overlooked almost all the time.
Yeah, well, as we've seen, it's just a load anyway. I mean, the idea that there's anything resembling freedom in the United States is ridiculous. Now, it's more free than other places. So if you compare it to some of the rest of the places in the
China,
world, then,
Korea,
you know, it's pretty free in comparison, but it's not freedom. I mean, if you don't have the right to sell a plant that grows in the earth, then you're not a free person. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And not very many people will say these days that this is the land of the free. It's hard to find people who actually believe that now. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase
purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Toll free here. Remaining moments right now. We got enough time for you if you dial in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. If you support Free Talk Live and you like what we're doing here, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. A-M-P, amp. .freetalklive.com. When you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you'll learn more about the program, which is a way for you to support our efforts in reaching out to touch more people with the ideas of peace and liberty and freedom here on Free Talk Live. You can join the program at amp.freetalklive.com for as little as $5 per month. That's the price of a fancy cup of coffee. No big deal for most people to be able to afford that. So if you like our mission here and you appreciate the work that we do, you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and more. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up with any major credit card, Visa, and MasterCard right there on the site. Plus, I've mentioned any major credit card through PayPal. And then also Bitcoin over at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Rev. He is in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rev.
Thank you. Thank you for emitting your radio waves over Indiana in a heroic attempt to raise our average IQ.
Well, thank you. Well, the thanks should go to WIBC there.
Well, they know more than you how badly we need it. But anyway, regarding the book, you're talking a lot about drugs. Have you read the book, The New Jim Crow?
No, I haven't, but I've heard about it.
Well, you might want to take a look at it. It's written by a black lady, and she's married to a, man who's a some kind of a prosecutor, and her credentials are pretty good, I think. And anyway, she talks about this whole problem of mass incarceration of the black people, and surprisingly, at the end, she's very pessimistic. She talks about white liberals now getting sick and tired of the whole race question, race. So, you know, do you have any comments on that? I might just listen off the air. I don't have anything else to say.
Comments specifically on the idea that that the drug laws are the new Jim Crow? Is that what you're saying?
Say again, please. I missed that.
Are you asking for comments on the idea that drug laws are the new Jim Crow?
Well, I think that's what I'm trying to kind of use the book as an argument here. Maybe you want to review that. But that's what she's saying. It's mainly
It is basically it's worse than that because I mean they're enslaving these people in prisons. So and it's not just black people; it's poor people across the board tend to be the targets of the drug laws. Certainly, it disproportionately affects blacks and Hispanics, but there's plenty of poor whites that get caught up in this as well. And these guys end up in prison and they end up in jail and they end up working on work crews and they essentially become slave labor for the state or for mega corporations who hire them at pennies on the dollar. So, I mean, it's almost free labor, essentially, and all they did was possess a plant or possess some sort of chemical.
Or in a
ridiculous lot
of cases, and I forget, I think the name of it was Probation to Prison, where it talks about how in a lot of places, there's some private company that gets contracted to wind up taking the payments of people that can't afford to pay their court fines up front.
Oh, really?
And they're charging exorbitant interest, and there's no other alternative. They go to the court clerk and say, I can't pay my fine, I need to set up payments, okay, well, you need to call this company because they're the people that handle our payments. And there was a story about this lady. She had $200 worth of fines. She's wound up paying $300 or $400 to this company and still owes. Because the fees are just so high.
Red, any other comments?
Well, the pessimism at the end of the book is you expect when you read a book like that to get some kind of an answer, and there's no answer. And
well,
so,
it's hard.
What do you
it's hard to be
what
optimistic
do you say about that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It's very hard to be optimistic about the end of the war on drugs. I mean, if it's on the horizon, it is a very, very distant horizon. I mean, we're barely even seeing marijuana being legalized, and there's so much pushback against that as well. Rev, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I mean, we're finally, here we are, 40 years later after the late 1970s, when people believed back then that marijuana was about to be legalized. There was a movement towards legalization back then, and people thought, yeah, we're right on the cusp of this.
Right.
Well, no, it didn't happen.
The Schaefer Commission that we mentioned earlier, they said that, arrest should not be used as a punishment against people that possess a small amount. They also said that going after people that sell small amounts should not be something that should be illegal. So, they advocated basically decriminalize, but because that didn't fit within what Nixon wanted to do, he completely ignored it.
So, I want to see a future where prohibition is ended completely. As far as solutions go, we, I think, have a good one here in New Hampshire. It's not a solution for most people in most places, though. It's only really a solution for people that love liberty, and unfortunately, there's a very small amount of people that love liberty.
Right.
So if you really understand what freedom means, the idea that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't actually harm other people in that process, if you really understand liberty, if you're a libertarian or a voluntarist or a liberty-loving anarchist, you really owe it to yourself to check out what we're doing here in New Hampshire, where we have the largest migration of liberty-minded folks coming to the same geographic area in the whole world. We currently have the largest concentration per capita of anywhere in the world. It may just be the largest concentration, period, of anywhere in the world, let alone per capita. But it's tremendous. And I would recommend people go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch an hour-long documentary film about the movement, this migration's liberty migration here. And if anywhere has a chance of ending drug prohibition, it's in a place where there are enough people who believe in ending drug prohibition. prohibition.
Right. And decriminalization has passed through the New Hampshire House.
Of cannabis.
Right. Decriminalization of cannabis has passed through the House several times over the last decade.
Most recently with as much as 80% support
the
in the House.
New minority leader in the Senate, where it's died the last several times that it's gone through.
Mm-hmm. Been close, but has died.
Right. It's been close, but the minority leader in the Senate has co-sponsored legislation to decriminalize cannabis in
New
Hampshire.
That's a first, right? They haven't had senators on that before, have they?
I don't believe there's ever been a Senate bill on decriminalization, which leads me to believe... And the new governor has said that he would sign decrim.
Okay, the Republican governor.
Yes. Okay. Leads me to believe that we will get at least decrim this year.
Oh, I sure hope so, Daryl. It has been a long time coming, especially with Maine and Massachusetts basically completely legalizing
right,
it.
And Vermont being incredibly close. Vermont is probably going to legalize next year.
You think they're going to do it legislatively?
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully New Hampshire...
I think that's the only way they can do it. I don't believe that Vermont has initiative.
Yeah, so, I mean, New Hampshire is a great place to be. I mean, it's a little behind the ball on the marijuana legalization front, but that's because New Hampshire is this ornery, difficult-to-change political system that has 400 state representatives in the state house. It's the largest legislative body in the entire United States of all the state governments.
Right.
And it's like the third largest legislative body in the Western English-speaking world. I mean, it's a tremendously large group of
right.
people.
I believe it's the largest non-national legislative body.
Yeah, I would believe that. That sounds plausible.
So, you know, like the U.S. Congress, national.
Right.
The British House of Commons, national. The Indian legislature, national. But once you go down a level to
states
or province, it's, I believe, the largest non-national legislative body.
So that's one of the perks of being here is it's such a large legislative body, it's hard for things to actually pass through it. So therefore, it's also hard for things to get repealed. So the government in New Hampshire is relatively small compared to many of the governments around the world. The amount of money that each person spends, you know, to support bureaucracy here is small compared to a lot of other states. New Hampshire is the number one most free state in the United States, according to the Freedom in the 50 States study that was just published this year, and it has been number one previously. It has been between number one and four in that Freedom in the 50 States, and it's back to number one as of the most recent publication. Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot to learn about why New Hampshire is the best kept secret in the liberty movement. There's still a lot of libertarians that don't even know about this migration that's going on. There's a couple of active migrations. There's one called the Free State Project, which is a little more organized. And then there's one called the Shire Society, which is just, hey, sign this Shire Society declaration and make the move. There's no board of directors or anything like that. So whether you want to join something or not, just come here and get together with other like-minded people, because the natives of New Hampshire are also very freedom-oriented. Many of them are. So go to 101reasonsfilm.com to learn more about that. We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com and join Daryl on his website, libertylobby.info. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.